Did we just witness the blow-off top and the end of the crypto bull market? Or is it the perfect time for us to be buying the dip and loading our bags?
Look, we've basically nailed every single move the market has made this year. And in today's episode, we're going to tell you exactly where it's headed next and look at some altcoins like XRP.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leverage trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
The market is at a critical point. Did we just witness the blow off top, the end of the crypto bull run, and everything is about to nuke? Or is this the perfect time to be buying the dip and loading our bags before the next leg up begins?
Look, there is going to be a big crash, 50, 80%. It's going to come, but just not yet. And we're going to reveal why in this episode, because we've analyzed the most important charts that you need to be looking at right now.
All right. So those of you that have been following our show for the past month, the past 2 months, and seen our very accurate market updates, you know that we nailed exactly what was going to happen, what we just saw. We nailed the massive Ethereum breakout. We took a look at ETF inflows for Ethereum. We were long from 2,400 all the way to nearly 4,000. In our last episode, we nailed the XRP move from below 250 to 350 exactly. We told you Bitcoin was going to break out, and we even told you which altcoins were going to break out. And in today's episode, we're going to tell you what's about to happen.
Okay, so we are max bullish, and we are max bullish until a certain point this year, which we will get to later in the episode. But you have to understand here, we have true institutional adoption occurring right now in front of us. We have Michael Saylor's strategy accumulating Bitcoin on the daily. We have Elon and Tesla Bitcoin holdings. He's holding over $1.3 billion in Bitcoin. We have Tom Lee and Fundstrat starting up Ethereum type stocks and accumulating Ethereum that way. What else do we have? We have Metaplanet Bitcoin treasuries in Japan. We have Trump Media, and they're holding most of the 2/3 of their portfolio is in Bitcoin. And then we have BlackRock filing for ETH staking ETFs. We have the Stablecoin Act, the Genius Act. We have Trump opening $9 trillion to the crypto market. We have Square now allowing Bitcoin payments and for merchants. We have banks issuing and allowing custody of stablecoins. Like previously with the previous administration, we had fiat on-ramps and off-ramps being blocked. We had the Democrats trying to destroy crypto. This is the first time in history we actually have true institutional adoption. There's no reason to be bearish right now.
Yeah, I think some of the big news, and you know, we're painting the picture here. We're going to get into the charts. We're going to get into the technical analysis and tell you what the next moves are. But you need to understand the broad picture of what's happening in the market so you can understand where the charts are going to go. And I think some of the huge, huge things that are still flying under the radar for people that really aren't into crypto are things like the Genius Act and the stablecoin regulation. You're seeing massive institutions like Charles Schwab, JP Morgan, Citibank. They're all getting into the stablecoin game. And where are most stablecoins built? USDT, USDC, it's Ethereum. That's why Ethereum has been on such a run lately, is because look, the institutional onboarding is going to happen via Ethereum. That's why we see massive inflows into the Ethereum ETF. There's actually more inflows into the Ethereum ETF over the last 2 weeks than the Bitcoin ETF, hence the price explosion from Ethereum. And look, we've nailed all these moves. We told you this was going to happen weeks ago. So if you like this kind of content, make sure to subscribe, share, comment, and like for more, because we're always going to be 2 steps ahead of the game.
Okay, let's jump into the charts because this is where we're going to figure out where the next move is going to happen for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and altcoins. Let's look at the granddaddy, and that is Bitcoin. Jump right into Bitcoin. You can literally just see it's been riding the weekly 20 EMA all the way up. See that little yellow line on the screen there? You can see it's just slowly, every time it hits that 20 weekly EMA, it just bounces and just keeps riding that up. So we're slowly kind of heading back towards that area that I marked on the screen with a little white circle there. You can see, you know, we can probably tag that area again, somewhere around 114, 113K, and just bounce from there again.
Yeah, 100%. There's no reason to flip bias here. There's no reason, like at the start of the episode, we said, look, did we just witness the blow off top? No, I don't think we did. Are we loading our bags, buying a dip for the next rally up? Yes, I think that's what we're personally doing. Because if you look at the heat maps, you can see that there's a ton of liquidity for Bitcoin stacked around the 130K region on the 1, 3, and 6 month timeframes. So yes, when you zoom out, have we seen a little bit of a pullback? Can we pull back to the 114, 115K area? Yeah, 100%. Nothing goes up in a straight line forever, and you want healthy corrections and pullbacks in bull markets, or that means the crash is going to be that much more epic. You want bags to be filled to the downside, to the upside. And I see a lot. Look, you could tell the market was getting frothy over the past week or two, right? You can see new people entering crypto. You can see new people buying the top because they weren't listening to our calls from the past few months. And they're inevitably going to get smoked. But what we're going to see here is a bit of a correction, a bit of a pullback. But ultimately, I think our targets remain much higher. We see liquidity for Bitcoin at 130K, as you can see in the heat map here. And if you follow that diagonal line that I've drawn from almost the last bull market up until now, I think that 135, 140K is probably going to come within the next few months.
Okay, now if you look at the Bitcoin dominance chart, and that is where Bitcoin is positioned, you know, as you compare it to every other project in the market, you can see now that it's broken below the weekly 20 and 50 EMA, and it is actually just coming back to, if you flip to the daily, you can see it's going to test the underside of the 20 and 50 daily EMAs, basically sitting somewhere around 62% at time of recording. But now that we've broken underneath that, I can see it falling down to around 47% or so, and that would position altcoins to look really, really good over the next little while.
Yeah, Bitcoin dominance topped out there about a month ago, and we saw a rapid 5% dominance drop at the start in mid-July. That was the sharpest decline we saw in a week in the past 3 years. So naturally, we're going to see a bit of a pullback in alts as Bitcoin dominance bounces a bit. But I think that the trend is clear. It is down here for Bitcoin dominance. And at the start of 2023, Bitcoin dominance was all the way down at 40%. So there is a ton more room for Bitcoin dominance to fall. And what that means is liquidity is shifting from Bitcoin to altcoins.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that recent drop that we saw from 64% down to 60%, that was a massive move. And I think that's telling us what is slowly going to come. But you have to expect some chop in between each big move. If you look at the USDT dominance chart, you can see that I drew a horizontal trend line that has been acting as support since 2018. So we recently just broke below that and tested the underside. I can see that falling from 4% down to something like 2-2.5%, which means that the money, the US dollars, could be flowing into other cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, 100%. So we're bullish on Bitcoin. Don't mind this little bit of a dip here. But now let's move to, you know, where we are making the real money. And that's Ethereum and that's altcoins. So again, last time we updated Ethereum, the past few weeks in our market updates, we were long from 2,400. Once it broke out of there, we set our targets at 4K. It nearly got there. We're seeing a bit of a pullback on Ethereum right now, which is obviously hurting altcoins a lot because they're much more volatile. But don't get it twisted. The ETFs, the Ethereum ETFs, the stablecoin regulation, the institutional money is flowing into Ethereum. I think it is only a matter of time before it breaks 4K, before it rips into all-time highs. So for me, Ethereum dips are for buying. And I just don't see, I see massive, these are macro tailwinds and large, large institutions buying this asset. So I don't see Ethereum topping anytime soon. And I think it makes sense for it to reach a new all-time high. And Ethereum moves quickly, right? It can move very, very quickly. So if you're granted dips like we are right now, I wouldn't be taking these for granted.
Yeah, look, we said this in the previous episode on our market update that traditional finance missed the big move on Bitcoin, and they're not going to make that mistake again with Ethereum. So I think we're going to see a lot of institutional money pile into Ethereum, especially as it goes into the tokenization of real world assets, the stock market, et cetera, you name it. So interestingly enough, I do see a lot of liquidity on the heat map sitting around 2K. It doesn't mean we're going to head there because we are in such a strong uptrend. Bitcoin also had a huge liquidity. Everybody's like, oh, 12K. We're going to hit 12K because there's all that liquidity. Mm. But guess what? We never, ever even went near that. So you got to know how to use the liquidity heat maps.
Yeah, 100%. All right, let's move into, you know, an altcoin that everyone always loves the updates about, and that's XRP. So where we left off from our last market update, we saw XRP at 250. We said easy long to 350, and that's exactly what happened. Now, what you're seeing is, again, macro tailwinds for XRP. You're seeing institutions load into XRP. XRP now, they've got their own stablecoin for their XRP ledger, for their cross-border payment system. Again, it's all about stablecoins here because stablecoins is where the institutional money comes in. XRP just had a nice pullback. You know, we launched it to 350. We took profits there. Now it had a nice 10-12% pullback just the other day. So look, I still think XRP is in a healthy, broke it out into all-time highs. It's in a healthy uptrend, obviously. If you extrapolate the Fibonacci extension targets, I see some final resistance around 450. I think it's going to get there. And honestly, I think the sky is the limit. If you continue in this bull run, it's institutionally led. I see XRP getting to the $4 mark sooner rather than later. And then from there, honestly, I think I can see targets of like $7 plus.
Yeah, look, there's been a lot of the altcoin charts look quite similar right now. When you look at the XRP chart, we just, the 20 just flipped the daily. The 20 EMA just flipped the 50 daily EMA. And that was a golden cross. And all we're doing is we're coming back and just retesting the daily 20 EMA right now, and that's it. And XRP is such a big name that a lot of people out there, like I was just playing golf the other day, and this guy's like, yeah, my buddy bought some XRP. He's like, oh, okay, now's a good time to short.
Yep.
But you have to understand that a lot of people are thinking that way, and it's such an easy coin to wash out the leveraged traders, and that's why we see such a big red candle on the daily today. Mm-hmm. So look, I think it's just testing support, and I think we'll see that bounce as well.
Interesting to note that Ripple just applied for a U.S. banking license.
Yeah.
So like you can see the writing is on the wall. This has been an institutional-led bull run the entire time. The fact that Ripple is becoming a U.S. bank, stablecoin regulation, and Ripple has their own stablecoin, all that stuff, XRP is going to continue to perform well. Before we get into some more altcoin charts, I just want to remind you guys, we are doing all of our crypto trading and leverage futures trading on Blowfin. It's definitely the top non-KYC in all of crypto. You can trade on Blowfin from anywhere in the world, which is a huge advantage considering that a lot of exchanges are blocked in certain countries. And right now, they have their Rolex campaign on, plus 10% deposit cash back. So that means you are getting cash back on any deposit or amounts transferred to your futures account. And all the volume you're doing in your futures trading, you are eligible to win a Rolex.
Okay, so if you're looking for longs, I think, you know, look at the ETH BTC chart, and that is Ethereum versus BTC and how it's performing. Right now, we're butting up against some current resistance, and that was expected as we laid out in our previous video. You know, those 20 and 50 daily and weekly EMAs are absolutely golden. They help you so much. But we're forming higher highs and higher lows right now, and we are inevitably going to break through these EMAs, retest them, and bounce extremely hard, I think, into the blow-off top. One of the coins we have been covering over the past couple of weeks is Athena, ENA. If you watched our video, you would have known that we were long on Blowfin at 25 cents with targets looking for 50 cents. Where did we go to? We went exactly to 50 cents. We tagged the liquidity zones. We tagged the EMAs just as expected. That is 100%. If you leveraged long on Blowfin, man, you could have done some serious, serious cash on that.
100%.
So where are we sitting now? Look, if you pull up the weekly chart, you can see there's a previous support and resistance zone. What I want to see is I want to see a clean flip of that. I want to see us retest that support, and I think we can send it back up to a dollar from here.
Yeah, I think, again, with the reasoning we laid out last episode, Athena is a clear Ethereum beta play. It's the number one DeFi platform on Ethereum. I think stablecoins, all this, you know, lending, yield, borrowing, Athena has a ton of tailwinds. The chart is still, we were buying it when it was bottomed out over the past month. It's still looking good. There's a lot of room for upside here, so there's no reason to be flipping bearish on Athena here. It's, again, I think it's one of these ones that personally we are looking to buy the dip or re-long on test of support.
Yeah, and now we got two more charts that we're looking at. I think these ones are a little bit, you know, they're lagging a little bit to the rest of the market. And that just means that they're in an accumulation zone to, you know, that's the way I'm viewing it. We have one that is the leading AI play out there, and it has kind of stayed a little bit stagnant since, you know, its recent moves in the past. And we have another one that is a real world asset play that literally was meeting with the SEC, and it kind of does its own thing, but they look like they're in prime positions here to long.
Yeah, 100%. So let's go to BitTensor Tao. You know, we've been talking about this project for like 2+ years now. We absolutely love it. We haven't done a chart technical analysis on our market updates, but today is the day because the last time that we witnessed what is happening right now with Tao, the price pumped from 350 to 680 very rapidly. That's when the one-day 20 EMA crosses over the 50, 100, and 200 EMAs, which is what we're witnessing again. So judging by on what happened last time, I would say the price where it's at right now, 415, 425, I think we could pump from here to all-time highs or more, which is 750 plus. And the volume confirms this trend breakout. You can see there is significant volume at the bottom of the chart there, which shows there is big money buying this breakout. So our macro analysis, which we love BitTensor Tao, don't forget about Barry Silbert, Grayscale, Yuma, all the institutional adoption coming into Tao. That lines up with our technical analysis of BitTensor Tao, which shows us that a massive breakout is imminent.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. So another coin we're looking at here is Plume. And if you pulled the daily, look, that thing was breaking out of an ascending symmetrical triangle. It did break out, but it seemed to be a fake out, unfortunately. But it's entered back into inside that range that we've been looking at. And it just tagged the bottom of this ascending triangle. But it's closing above the daily 20 EMA. Look, you can see it's slowly starting to form higher highs and higher lows. I have some targets on the screen here. I think this can easily go back up to around 15 cents. The passing of the Stablecoin Act, I think, is going to do wonders for this real world asset tokenization platform. And, you know, I think this is a good spot to be looking for along right now.
100%. So, you know, to conclude everything we just talked about, the bull market, in our opinion, is not over. We are buying the dip. We are looking to re-long after we were successful on basically all of our longs over the past month. All these altcoins are basically just retesting support. So if there's any altcoins, any chart, any technical analysis you want us to pull up and do in the next market update, let us know in the comment.
And then make sure to tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.